Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Seth Bullock is one of the better known characters in South Dakota history, but how much do we really know about his wife, Martha? On this week's Images of the Past, SDPB producer Brian Gavitt connected with an expert at Deadwood History Incorporated to learn more about a woman who brought a sense of culture and civic pride to Deadwood.
Speaking today with Rachel Lovelace Portal, she is the curator of collections at Deadwood History, Inc., and we're talking about Martha Bullock, a particularly interesting figure in the history of Deadwood. Rachel, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, Martha was married to famed Western figure Seth Bullock, but she had quite a life of her own.
Yes, she did.
Tell me about, her early life and how she kind of got connected with Seth Bullock and ended up in Deadwood.
Sure. Martha was born in Pennsylvania in 1851, but she spent most of her childhood in Michigan. And that is actually where she met Seth. And many people are familiar with the HBO Deadwood series. And unlike in that series, they were actually childhood sweethearts. And Seth left for Montana in 1867 while Martha was only 15, but they kept in touch and got married in 1874 in Salt Lake City.
Now, I did a little bit of research on Seth Bullock, looked back, and he was only 18 when he went out to Montana. How did they make their way to Deadwood?
Well, after they got married, they lived in Helena, Montana. And then in 1876, Seth decided to head to Deadwood. There was a gold rush happening at the time, and he and his business partner, Saul Starr, went to Deadwood to start a business there. And Martha went to live with her parents in Michigan until Seth was settled in Deadwood.
So, you know, just as a reminder, Seth Bullock came to Deadwood with Saul Starr. They started up a hardware business. He became famous as not only a Deadwood businessman, but as a lawman. He was very active in the community, fairly well-to-do. He established a ranch out at Belle Fouche and good friends with Teddy Roosevelt and so on. But while he was doing all of this, Martha was keeping very busy in town as well.
Yes, she was. She had a soprano voice and sang in many local concerts and in church quartets. She was also very active in several women's organizations, including the Ladies Auxiliary, the Round Table Club, the Culture Club, and the Women's Suffrage League. One club that she was particularly active in was the Round Table Club. That club had formed in February of 1887 in the home of Mary Gaston, and Martha became a member in 1891 and then served several terms as president of that club. And the purpose of that club was for women to gather weekly and study literature, history, authors, and grammar. And they also became interested in educating the community of Deadwood as well and started a library out of a rented room in the Syndicate Building in Deadwood. And then later, they were able to get a grant from the Andrew Carnegie Foundation to build a library. And in 1905, the Deadwood Public Library opened.
Mm-hmm. I think we should mention, too, that Martha and Seth did have a child, actually before Seth Bullock went to Deadwood.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that Madge came along to Deadwood and grew up there.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it sounds like this was a person who was involved with kind of Deadwood high society to the extent that there was one.
Yeah, the Round Table Club was kind of an elite club. Women from the, I guess, higher social ranks in Deadwood were members, and it was a very exclusive club. At first, they only allowed 13 members, and then they later expanded that to 15.
And they had some, to me, they're pretty interesting activities. I mean, I'm imagining that these women getting together for tea or whatever, and what were some of the things that they talked about?
Well, like I mentioned, they talked about literature and history and grammar. And then after 1900, they expanded their discussions to art and opera. And one newspaper article I found even mentioned that they talked about housing conditions in London and Berlin and compared them with those in the United States. So they covered a broad range of topics.
So after the turn of the century, they were able to get a library established in Deadwood. But within a few years, World War I rolled along. What role did they play in terms of contributing to the war effort?
They partnered with the Women's Auxiliary in Deadwood to put on Baby Day, which was an event to raise awareness of children's health issues.
And the next thing coming along would be suffrage, women's vote.
Yes, and the Roundtable Club did not take a position on that. However, Martha, in her personal life, did. Women's suffrage in South Dakota had actually been on the ballot in 1890, 1894, and 1898, but it kept getting voted down. After the turn of the century, Martha became involved in women's suffrage, and in 1914, she was the president of the Deadwood Franchise League. And then she was also the president in 1916 of the Women's Suffrage League in Deadwood. And these leagues put on lectures and hosted speakers such as Jane Addams, who is famous for her involvement in the Hull House in Chicago. So the organization put on these lectures to talk about women's suffrage. And we don't know for sure, but it's possible that Martha's advocacy for women's suffrage also influenced Seth, because he became a supporter of women's right to vote.
Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding is that they also had some community outreach efforts to help people better understand what that was all about.
Yes. In 1918, women's suffrage was on the vote or on the ballot again through Amendment E. And during that, the summer of 1918, the Franchise League hosted a speaker to come in and talk about the amendment and what it would do for women, and they called it a suffrage school, and it happened in Deadwood from June 12th through the 13th.
That strikes me as interesting, because it's not that much different than today. When political figures and so on want people to have more information, they'll hold these kinds of meetings, and so that seems like an interesting connection. What in the end became of Mrs. Bullock? She passed away in 1939, I believe?
Yes. Well, besides her involvement in women's suffrage and getting the Deadwood Public Library open, she donated some land on Sherman Street for a park. And in 2014, the city voted to rename the park Martha E. Bullock Memorial Park, because before it had just been called the Rotary Park. So that is one tangible reminder of her presence in our community.